This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是佳莹。
And me, Neil. Are you okay? You look really stressed.
别提了，今天我去公园吃午饭，却找不到我带的坚果了。就在这个时候，我把偷走我零食的小偷逮了个正着。
Was it Rob?
No, it wasn't. I looked everywhere, and lo and behold, a squirrel had stolen them.
What? What did you say? Lower and below?
不是的 ，Neil， 我说的是 lo and behold。我们经常用它来感叹或者引出一件事情让人出乎意料的部分，相当于我们常说的真想不到。
Ah, that makes sense. Like a strange coincidence. Like the other day, I wanted some biscuits, but lo and behold, guess who'd eaten them all?
Rob! Let's talk about some other surprising twists after these examples.
I was just thinking about my uncle when, lo and behold, he rang. I'd completely forgotten to finish just one task, and lo and behold, it was the only one my boss asked for.My wife was so angry the other day. Lo and behold, it was her birthday and I'd forgotten.
你正在收听的是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。以上我们介绍了表达 lo and behold 的意思和用法。在向他人讲述一个故事或经历的时候，我们可以用 lo and behold 来引出出人意料的部分。
So, what happened after you saw the squirrel had stolen your nuts in the park?
Well, I said to the squirrel, Hey you, give me back my nuts. And lo and behold, the squirrel returned my food.
That's amazing. That squirrel must have felt really guilty.
Yes, he apologized. He didn't mean to steal my nuts, but he needed them. Lo and behold, he has a young family. So, I gave him the nuts. Guess what happened next?
The squirrel asked if you'd like to join him for dinner?
Don't be ridiculous, Neil. He ran off.
Okay, that's not as surprising as I imagined.
Bye, Neil.
Bye.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.